This is ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. I am your host, Mr. Richard. Thanks for tuning in today. Today we have part 3 of our animal idioms. This podcast will present the last part of the story, written by my colleague Teresa Chung. Please review animal idioms 1 and 2 for the previous parts to the story. We're going to play with the format of this podcast a little bit for this episode. This time, no idiom and then definitions. This time it will be idioms, the story, and then something new. But we'll save that for later as a surprise. So let's get started. Please send any questions to eslhcmc@gmail.com. Okay, here are the idioms that will be used in part 3. Like a headless chicken. Have other fish to fry. Drop like flies. Go to the dogs. Dog eat dog. A leopard can't change his spots. Let sleeping dogs lie. The cat's pajamas, or the cat's whiskers. Hold one's horses. A big fish in a small pond. Like a cat on a hot tin roof, or like a cat on a hot roof. And the final idiom, strictly for the birds, or for the birds. Okay, last time we stopped in part 2 of animal idioms, something grave happened to the village. For those of you that haven't heard our beginning of the story, please go back and listen to our previous 2 podcasts before proceeding. Okay, I will now read the conclusion to the story at a natural English speaker's pace. Don't worry if you can't keep up. After I am finished, we will review the paragraph in greater detail. Let's get started. An epidemic hit the village. So many things needed to be done in the village. People ran around like headless chickens, and the kids had a bigger fish to fry. They had to stay indoors to avoid the plague. The fisherman's story retreated to the back of their minds. It was something for the birds now. Only then did the fisherman reveal his identity. Before he came to the village, he had been a physician from the far north of the village. In a dog-eat-dog world, he was set up to be involved in the death of a patient. His career had gone to the dogs since then. He made up his mind to make a clean break of it and start over as a fisherman. He wanted to let sleeping dogs lie, but people couldn't hold their horses anymore. People were dropping like flies. He was like a cat on a hot tin roof, as every day he watched people die. A leopard can't change his spots, so he was determined to save the villagers. With help from the 2 boys, he fought back the pandemic. After the incident, he became a big fish in a small pond, and the children followed him to learn medicine and treatment. There were the cat's whiskers among his students, and their friendship grew stronger than ever. The end. Now, we're going to do something a little new. We're going to review the paragraph I just read. I'm going to read one sentence at a time. After I read the sentence, I am going to read 2 more sentences that mean the same or very similar. This way, you can practice your pronunciation and hopefully figure out what the idioms mean without me actually telling you the definitions. Okay, so let's get started. And keep in mind, not every sentence has an idiom, but we will cover all of them. Let's get started. An epidemic hit the village. An epidemic struck the village. There was an outbreak in the village. So many things needed to be done in the village. There were a lot of things that needed to be taken care of, There were a great number of activities that needed coordination. People ran around like headless chickens. People behaved frantically. People were very confused and didn't know if they were coming or going. The kids had bigger fish to fry. The kids had more important things to attend to. The children had more important things to worry about. They had to stay indoors to avoid the plague. People had to stay inside to escape the pandemic. People were forced indoors to keep themselves from contracting the disease. The fisherman's story retreated to the back of their minds. It was something for the birds now. The fisherman's story took a back seat. It was not worth consideration. The fisherman's tale was of less importance. It wasn't worth mentioning. Only then did the fisherman reveal his identity. Only then the fisherman's identity came to light. It was during this time that the fisherman showed who he truly was. Before he came to the village, he had been a physician from the far north of the village. Before he set foot in the village, he had been a doctor from up north. Prior to his arrival in the small town, he had practiced medicine in the north. In a dog-eat-dog world, he was set up to be involved in a death of a patient. In a cruel world, he was framed to take the blame for a patient's death. In a fiercely competitive world, he was the fall guy in a medical malpractice cover-up. His career had gone to the dogs since then. From that day onward, he had been blacklisted in the medical community. From that day forth, his career has gone down the drain. He made up his mind to make a clean break of it and started over as a fisherman. He decided to get away from his notorious past and started a new life on the sea. He made a decision that it was time to leave his past behind to trade in his scalpel for a fishing rod and begin anew. He wanted to let sleeping dogs lie, but people couldn't hold their horses anymore. He wanted to let the matter rest, but people could no longer wait. He wanted to forget his history, but there was no escaping it. People were dropping like flies. People were dying left and right. A great many people were drawing their last breath. He was like a cat on a hot tin roof as every day he watched people die. He was edgy when he saw people collapse before his very eyes. He was tense at the sight of people succumbing to the plague. A leopard can't change his spots, and he was determined to save the villagers. His nature of being a healer got the better of him, and he set his mind on curing the villagers. His true character shone through, and he refused to accept the village's apparent fate. With help from the two boys, he fought back the pandemic. With a helping hand from the two chaps, the sickness was finally under control. With the two lads' assistance, they succeeded in fighting the disease. After the incident, he became a big fish in a small pond, and the children followed him to learn medicine and treatment. After the event, he became the town's hero, and the children followed in his footsteps by learning to become physicians. Following this ordeal, he became an important figure in that small village, and the kids became his apprentices in medicine. They were the cat's whiskers among his students, and their friendship grew stronger than ever. They were his best students, and the friendship between the two had never been better. They were the cream of the crop of all his students, and their friendship remained rock solid during those years. The end. Finis. That's all, folks. And yep, that also goes for today's podcast. If you have any questions, or if you'd like the answers or the transcript, you know how to reach us, ESLHCMC@gmail.com, and you can also find us on Facebook or check out our website, ESLHCMC.podomatic.com. This is Mr. Richard, and this has been ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. I'm out of here. Peace.